Welcome to I'm Absolutely Fine, the podcast from The Midult that looks at all the glamour and indignity of being a grown-up. Hi everyone, I'm Annabelle and I'm absolutely fine, but all my life I've run to hot. All my life I've been like a sort of sweaty beast. Everyone else has been elegant and cool and collected and putting on layers to warm themselves up, and I've been stripping off in midwinter, and suddenly, this last couple of weeks, I'm perma-cold. I'm wearing socks in the house. My coat doesn't keep me warm when I'm out, even though it's my first sensible coat of my entire life. An actual warm, sort of depressingly walking coat, I suppose. Definitely not glamorous. That doesn't work. Nothing works. I have to get into bed all the time.
Like Robbie Williams in his documentary.
Oh my God, that's a whole nother conversation.
But he's just wearing his pants, so you're not in your pants. You're basically in 25 layers.
Yes.
I've started sleeping in a hoodie.
I mean,
with the hood up.
Yeah. Is this age? We're cold and old.
And carrying around socks as well. So yes, maybe. This is great, isn't it?
Oh, how are you, Em?
Well, I'm absolutely fine. But we were just about to start recording this podcast and I shuffled a little bit closer to be near the, now that we've abandoned the tiny microphones for fear of your hostage. And you said, don't come too close. Listeners, I am not very close to Annabelle.
Close enough, I'd say.
Anyway, but I was going to talk about how sick of my face I am.
Are you?
Yeah, genuinely. And we, you know, regular listeners and Annabelle will definitely remind me. I love a mirror. Not because I love what I see. I love a mirror.
Can't resist a mirror.
Can't resist it.
A shop window, lift mirror.
Love a pause, love a look. And now I just look at myself and go, oh, you again.
Yeah. I mean, there is that.
It's awful, isn't it?
And you start to have that feeling that there's only so much you can do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, exactly.
Short of violent intervention.
Radical intervention, yeah. Can you imagine? Anyway, so that's me. Sick of my face.
It's funny, isn't it? You've never had Botox, you've never had anything. You suddenly decided to sort of start saving up for a full facelift.
It would be like such a, like, and I started looking like one of those like LA like ladies from the 90s. Do
you
know what I mean?
It'd be a vault fast, wouldn't it?
Yeah, literally.
Anyway, you're sick of your face. Well, you've probably come to the right place because I wanted to talk to you all ahead of Christmas about some beauty, well, not exactly treats, just sort of solutions, centering quite a lot around skin, I must say, because skin is the thing, right?
This is so exciting. I'm honestly looking at a sort of huge array of things and I just can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Well, some of it is brands that I think we shouldn't forget about, and some of it is new and exciting sort of, you know, splashy stuff. But I wanted to start in the bath. Because what with trying to get warm, I am in the bath quite a lot at the moment. And the shower, and with the shower, I always feel that the shower is a bit of a penance, I suppose. I'm not a shower person, but what with heating bills and the planet, showers are looming large. Short, sharp showers. In your case, cold showers, right?
Yes, cold showers. There's nothing to cheer a cold shower up.
Even a nice body wash?
Well, you want to get out of there as quickly as possible, so it needs to have a particular kind of lid that means you can't, like, faff around.
Because it's so unpleasant.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to assume that everyone is going to have a warm shower when they're trying what I'm suggesting. And it's some body washes. So here's one that I loved about 20 years ago and has just come back into my sort of consciousness. And it's Wren's Moroccan Rose Otto body wash. And it's just an absolute pleasure. It isn't rose as we know it.
Can I sniff it?
It's a little bit sort of spicier, I suppose. Yes, Emmy's going to have a little sniff. Have you never smelt this before?
No, I have. Oh, it's so nice. God, it does. It's instantly reminded me of being what?
30?
Yeah.
28?
Yeah. Trying to scrub myself clean.
Of all your sins.
Oh, God.
Scrubbing yourself raw. But if you want a treat, or if you want to buy someone a present, someone who's a bit tricky but loves baths, it comes in a two-pack as well with the accompanying body lotion, and it is rather a delight.
That is nice.
If you want something a bit less floral, there's a brand I really like called Necessaire.
Ooh.
And I think the clue's in the title. It doesn't want anyone using any more products than are strictly necessary.
That's very cool.
And it's a nice, easy bottle with one of those tops that you sort of half open and it squirts out the top. And this is eucalyptus. I'm very into eucalyptus in the bath at the moment because I feel like it sort of gives me life.
I like it.
Not
too.
In the Instagram sense, in the fact that it actually sort of slightly brings me back to life. This is eucalyptus. It's quite a subtle eucalyptus.
Oh, gosh, that's really nice. Oh, I want that.
Yeah.
I
mean, sort of mid-price, not cheap, not expensive, by which I mean horrifically expensive because everything is, but I think it's sort of 24 quid.
Yeah.
Another eucalyptus body wash, which is cheaper and punchier, which I love, is Dr. Bronner. Now, I don't know if you know about Dr. Bronner, but you can get it on like grocery delivery services. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it all over the place. I think it's a Californian brand. And a really big bottle of Dr. Bronner's eucalyptus, I think they call it all-in-one miracle wash or something, is about 25 quid, but it will last forever. And you can use it on your hair, you can use it on the dog, you can use it on the bath, you can clean with it, you can do, you can dilute it and do the floors with it. I mean, that's the whole, it's highly, highly sustainable, ethical brand.
Great.
And it has a rather pleasing sort of apothecary bottle with lots of little bon mots written all over it. But it's a real, real joy to use. And economically, it does work out quite well.
I've been using a kind of eucalyptus-y, very good bath and body oil from Beauty Pie, which is called the Firewall, which I also recommend, actually, yeah, for people who like that eucalyptus-y bath oil type, kind of quite hot, quite a hot oil. Does that make sense?
What, so you feel warm when you put it on?
Yes.
The trouble with oil is it takes a while to soak in.
Yes.
I mean, I've tried with oils. I like using the Clarins oil a lot, the old tonic Clarins oil. You don't forget about Clarins. It's a really good, elegant, well-formulated brand, and it's sort of glamorous and pleasing. But they do all these wonderful body oils, and I just like using them on my legs. I can't use them on my entire body because they're too heavy, but my legs are really hungry at the moment. Like, you know, they'll soak anything up. So I'll shove all that over. And I tell you who else has brought out something new for moisturiser is Sol de Janeiro, who are famous for their Bum Bum cream.
Love this brand.
Yeah, they brought out, and their pots are so pretty. They're sort of 1950s Miami pretty. This one's pink. It's called the Beige Flor Elastocream. And this one isn't quite... The other one was caffeinated to perk up your ass. That was what they sort of traded on. But it's actually just a really nice hydrating body lotion brand. And this one has got retinol-mimicking cacao oil and collagen, plant collagen. So it's natural. But it does leave you feeling sort of plumper in the best possible way afterwards.
God, how nice.
Yeah.
I do think you're right about my skin. My body skin is incredibly hungry currently.
Yeah. You can't slake the thirst, really.
No, and you do have to allow that absorbing time now. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've sort of factored it in.
I have as well. I no longer hop from foot to foot, deranged with impatience in the bathroom. I think, this is fine. I sort of, you know, factor in time for absorption.
Yeah, exactly.
Rather than thinking, no time to be this fucking leisurely.
Is this growing?
Up.
Yes.
Or old.
Okay, moving on.
Well, I want to talk about cleansers.
Okay.
Because I've been using, I love CeraVe. And the CeraVe body lotion, by the way, is 12 quid and sensational. And if you find the fact that it's not scented depressing, you can put a couple of drops of essential oil in. And that makes it sort of cheap, easy way to have a nice scented body lotion naturally. But I've been using the CeraVe face wash, and it was brilliant through the summer. And it's suddenly a bit drying, what with cold weather and heating. So I'm back to a balm. And I've always loved the Elemis Pro Collagen Cleansing Balm, but its price has gone up, and it's kind of like a punchy 50 quid now. It's just, you know, for me, that feels like an awful lot. There's this other great, there are lots of good balms, but this is a particularly lovely one called, it's by a brand called Pharmacy with an F, and it's called Green Clean Makeup Melt Away Cleansing Balm. And it's pretty simple, and it's half the price of the Elemis. And it just sort of smells clean, and it does the job. You can do a double cleanse if you want. You need a cloth or a flannel. I bought a packet of 10 flannels from Amazon for 10 quid 10 years ago, and they're still going. They're incredibly threadbare, but I wash them after every use, and they're still going. And it's really nice, and it works. I make up the lot. The Trini cleansing balm is also nice, the enzyme cleansing balm. But at the moment, this is my current favourite. So we've got clean skin. Sometimes we want to exfoliate.
Yes.
Exfoliation's got rather complicated and confusing recently. It used to just be granules. And sometimes I like to go back to a granule. And this is a slightly old favourite. It's Dermalogica. Nice, reliable brand.
I feel like we're sort of back to sort of, you know, Britney Spears is on the radio, kind of, you know, we're using our Dermalogica.
Well, they do something called Daily Milk Foliant, and it's a calming oat-based powder exfoliant. So all you do is wet your hands and tap like a quarter of a teaspoon of this into your wet hands. Then you can rub them together to make a lava. A lava?
A lava.
Oh, volcanic lava. No, a lava. And then you rub it all over your face. Not too hard. If you rub too hard with granules, you're going to get broken capillaries, but you'd have to really go for it. So, you know, I trust you and I trust myself to rub the appropriate amount of hard.
Do you trust me?
This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
Okay, serious question. How many times have you been out recently? Actually, you know, scratch that. How many times have you woken up the day you were supposed to go out and felt flooded with dread? How long have you spent praying that the other person will cancel so you don't have to?
And yet, just as we're avoiding people, so many of us feel really lonely and more tired than ever, particularly now the days are getting a bit longer and you think, how am I going to have the energy to go out into the world?
Our social batteries are very flat at the moment, and that can make us feel isolated, which can lead to trouble. And in my experience,
Therapy has helped me track my best energy sources and helped me better identify what leaves me feeling depleted.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try?
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise.
Listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/midult. That's better, HELP.com/midult.
BetterHelp, because sometimes the best thing to do is acknowledge that we are not, in fact, absolutely fine.
In the end, I trust you.
Okay, good.
In the end, when all is said and done, I trust you. If you do want to go for more of a sort of, you know, a leave-on exfoliant or a chemical exfoliant, then Sally Hughes Better in 5, again, well-priced, Express Exfoliating Face Mask. You just add a little bit to your cleanser and then leave it on for a minute. And it will just slough off that grey skin that you can get at this time of year.
I use her daily exfoliant, which is really good.
Yeah.
The other thing that I've been using, and again, it's definitely a sort of function over form, is the Vichy Normaderm 3-in-1, which is a cleanser, scrub, or mask, depending on how long you leave it on for or how you clean it. And it smells, that Vichy smell is like so transportative. And for pure practicality, and it, you can get it in Boots.
Yeah.
It's amazing because, you know, on some days I want to cleanse, some days I want to have a like more masky situation, and other days I want to have a scrub.
And it's just one thing.
And it's just one thing.
Joy.
Yeah.
And then, so we've got clean skin and we've moisturised.
Yes.
What are you using for your moisturiser at the moment?
I am using Beauty Pie Niacinamide. And I'm using Nivea Soft.
Yeah. You see, you don't really need anything much more than that, I think. It's all very nice to use posh ones, but I'm not sure you need it. I'm using a Clarins one at the moment, back in my Clarins era, which is just lovely.
I quite fancy a return to the Clarins era. Mm,
it does. It feels sort of French and satisfying. And then, do we need a primer or don't we need a primer?
I mean, I don't need a primer.
You might need a primer, because your skin is dry.
Yes.
And it's just creating a sort of welcoming canvas. I like a primer that's a little bit tacky and will hold on to my makeup rather than a slidey moisturiser. And there are two. There's a really nice one by RMS Beauty, which is a really good brand. They do great lipsticks at the moment. They do great blushes, really good eyeshadows. And they're doing this. It's called Re-Evolve Radiance Looking Primer. And I'm going to put some on, actually, because it is incredibly light and doesn't make you shiny, doesn't make you sticky, but just... I just put it on and now I'm ready for what I'm going to put on next, which I'm going to show you in a minute. But talking of other primers, a miraculous one, if you're feeling grey and disgusting, is the Glossier Future Dew.
I'm obsessed with that.
You know, don't forget about Glossier. I think it's tempting to think that Glossier is for 22-year-olds. And Glossier is a really, really good resource and you can trust their sort of online shop to help you buy the shades that you need to buy. So if I go to any Christmas parties, I will be using Glossier Future Dew. I think the good
can
thing
I
to
put
do...
put some on now?
Put some on.
Thank you.
Is to
I
do
absolutely
it...
absolutely love this.
Just put it on 5 minutes before you put whatever goes on next. Just give it a chance to sort of soak in. Emily's shoving it on at the moment.
Oh, I just really love it. I don't know why I don't... Why I've let this slip out of my...
Yeah,
my
it's
routine.
About 22 quid.
Mm, I mean, it's maybe that's by, but yeah.
But you know, so it's, you know, everything is an expense, isn't it?
Yeah. No, but I really truly love it. So, and I wouldn't put anything else on top, as you know, because I've become totally incompetent as far as that.
Every time I use Future Dew, someone says, "What have you done to your skin?" And it's the answer is always just Future Dew.
Okay.
But I want to talk about, I'm not really into foundation at the moment. I'm just into trying to look sort of human and okay. And I've got something I want you to try, because I know you don't like putting things in your skin. This is a brand called Sunbum.
Ooh.
Which is basically an SPF brand. Mm. But they've done what I love. It's called Sunbum Glow 30. And it's a broad spectrum SPF 30. And it's dewy radiant glow. So it goes on, it just looks white in your hand. And then you're going to rub it into your hands. And I'm putting it on Emily's hands, and you're going to shove it all over your face. And you're going to see that you just suddenly look...
She's flashing a mirror at me.
Less ravaged.
I mean, not quite yet, but I can see the potential. Ooh.
It's good, right?
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, it's really good. An SPF that makes you look better at the same time. Ooh. That's what you want.
And it feels fantastic.
Yeah, it isn't really makeup. you see. It's just a little bit of a helping hand.
Okay, I'm definitely writing that down.
Yeah. So Sunbum is a really nice, it's a fun brand. It's cheerful as well. The packaging's cheerful. Everything about it is feel good. Now, this is not a new brand.
My skin feels so nice and light. That's a very refreshing
and
feeling.
And you hate wearing things on your skin.
I absolutely loathe it. Yeah.
Now, Aborian is a Korean brand. It's not new, and their CC cream is quite famous. And they do one in a brand called Doré. If, like me, you like to look a little bit sort of bronzed all the time. And I'm going to show you what this looks like. Again, it comes out in your hand white. And then I'm going to rub it into my hands. It's going to turn sort of golden. Emily's watching me.
I am.
As I shove it all over my face.
And gosh, that is so nice.
I don't think you need foundation.
Does that, and it's not drying?
No, no, no.
Like it wouldn't be drying on my skin?
I don't know, because you have very dry skin.
Yeah.
But
on your skin, it's great. So Annabelle has a slightly, she's less dry.
Mm.
Wow.
Is it on, it's gone. So this is what I'm putting on every single morning. This is going to be my constant companion until I find something
I feel
like
bad
more.
That listeners can't actually see my face because you look, it, well, and your face, but it looks amazing on you.
Yeah.
So this is Doré CC Cream from Aborian. Yeah, that's really good.
My other favourite for just looking a little bit healthy is Charlotte Tilbury's, where have I put it? Here we go, Unisex Healthy Glow, which I love, but it's a little bit more healthy glow than this, and it doesn't have an SPF in it. In fact, neither of them have SPF in them, but Charlotte Tilbury does do a very good invisible UV flawless primer, which is SPF 50. And
so you'd put that on first and then the glow, and but it would still cover all the very good.
I've got bags under my eyes and I have trouble covering them because I find that whenever I use a concealer, it just goes chalky and I can never get the colour right. It sort of always looks too pale or it's just wrong. Now, a same brand, Aborian, do a CCI again in Doré. So again, it's golden and I'm going to put it on. I used this for the first time yesterday and I was absolutely astonished by how good it was. So I'm putting it on under my eyes. It looks quite white and chalky until I rub it in because it goes on white and then it finds its colour and it adapts to my skin. And look how good that is.
Yeah, that is so good.
It's so good.
I'm really impressed by this Aborian brand.
Yeah. It's not new. It's well known. But I just want to remind people.
Yeah.
And there you go. And it's sort of, you know, it's just, it's amazing. The under eye thing I was really astonished by because I find under eye concealer, I always have.
Really
I've tried everything and it's really, really hard. And this is really, really good. Other things for your skin. If you're finding that you have a favourite foundation and you're maybe still a little bit sort of golden for it because you've still got the remnants of summer, which I think we still have, you're often right through to December, January, or you just want it to be warmer, there's something you should know about, which is Drunk Elephant's De-Bronzy Anti-Pollution Sunshine Drops.
They're like, they sell out all the time, don't they?
All the time. And all you do is you get your foundation. If you want to warm it up, you put a little squirt of this in it.
Okay, great.
Rub it in on your face and you don't look so wintry. And the other thing that I found astonishing, again, only tried it yesterday. We're going back to the 90s again or the noughties or something. Dr. Hauschka.
Stop it.
Yep. By the way, their Rose Day Cream.
That was it.
Which is lovely if we're talking about moisturisers. Completely, their Rose Day Cream is heaven. But this is Translucent Bronzing Tint.
Okay.
And so I'm going to put some on. I put this on yesterday over my makeup. I thought, well, I'll just try it. You can put it over your makeup. And look at this. So I want to warm up my face. Don't want to look so wintry and disgusting. Very sheer. Over the top of my Aborian, because I want to go a shade more healthy.
Okay, now you're looking like properly like, hello, I've just been abroad.
Yeah, hello, it's the August bank holiday weekend, right?
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you know, I know we're still holding on to a bit of colour, but we are tipping into kind of Victorian, like
sickly Victorian child, exactly. So these are all 90. Like a bit bronzed and a bit like healthy. And also, crucially, how long do they take to put on your face? Maybe 10 seconds. I don't want to blend. I don't want to use a brush. I just want to shove it on and get out.
Not
also, sometimes if you're tired, putting on, this is something that you learn, you need to put on less. Because if you put on more, it just sits on your face like a terrible mask and then you're in whatever happened to Baby Jane territory and no one wants that. another one, which is a lovely, this is slightly more grown up. It's a bit less bronzy. It's the Hourglass Veil Hydrating Skin Tint. And this is, I mean, is it a tinted moisturiser? No, it's a hydrating skin tint. It's its own thing, really. Really, really light. Really, you know, it's just sort of gorgeous. But it's one step, you know, it's not bronzing you. Can I try some on my hand?
Yeah. I really like Hourglass. It's a great brand, isn't it?
Yeah. Great early in the ethical space for luxury.
Yeah. They're brow stuff is great, isn't it?
Yeah,
as well.
So they're so that's just nice. That's a skin veil, and it's nice. It's a, you yeah. know, it's a bit more Monday morning than Sunday morning. It's a bit more I'm going to be a grown up. So yeah. we're moving towards, you know, not just shoving something on your face, but actually taking care. And if we go further towards that, I'm not really wearing foundation at the moment because I'm preferring to use a tinted moisturiser and then some really good concealer, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. But there's this really great brand called Ilia. I-L-I-A that a lot of people are talking about, and they have something very, very popular called Ilia Super Serum Skin Tint SPF 30. And this is one of those textures which is very highly pigmented and quite loose, so it's not creamy. You do a couple of drops and you blend it in. And it says it's a skin tint. I'd say this is veering, you know, hard and fast towards a foundation coverage. You know, it really does. And then on yeah. top of that goes your contouring and your concealer and everything else. But the point about it is that it is so fluid.
Yeah, look like it went on incredibly smoothly.
It does go on smoothly, but it gives you like proper like matte coverage. This is not, I don't think it gives you a dewy finish. So if you're interested in the dewy finish, this is not for you. But sometimes that just makes you feel sweaty and out of control. And you want something that, you know, just is a little bit more sophisticated.
Yeah, put together.
And a new foundation that's come out, which has got a lovely, creamy, light, buildable texture from a brand I really like. I'm surprised I like this brand because I do not like celebrity brands, is Rose Inc., which is Rosie Huntington Whiteley's brand, which I'm going to mention a few of her products because it is really, really good stuff.
Is it?
Yeah.
Annabelle, by the way, really doesn't like celebrity brands, so this is fascinating.
No, I'm unfair, really, about them. This is called Rose Inc. Soft Light Skin Smoothing Liquid Foundation. I'm going to squirt a bit on my hand. I've now got so much on my hand. But, you know, it's just a sort of new gen, buildable, slightly glowy, light, and I think it would work on...
It looked very light, you know, when you put it on, like not at all like what I expected.
No, that's because foundation is no longer what you expect.
Yes, I know. I've never really grown into foundation. Ooh, that does feel nice going on.
Yeah, and it would be good for you actually because you've got that rosacea down the middle of your face,
yeah.
even out the redness. Sometimes I'll use foundation like concealer.
Yeah.
So I'll put a tinted moisturiser on and then use foundation for the dodgy bits around my nose or the red bit on my chin. And then go in with the concealer. And concealers can be tricky because what you don't want is concealer that cracks.
No. Mm.
You know that thing where you can get a bit of skin separation on your chin and concealer that finds lines that weren't visible before.
Yes, which is the opposite of what one wants it to do.
Well, exactly. And I've got two. Ilia, again. Best concealer I've used in ages. And I'm really spotty at the moment. I'm getting really bad hormonal chin spots every month. Wrinkles and spots doesn't seem fair, does it? And this Ilia concealer, it's called True Skin Serum Concealer, covers up my spots but doesn't make itself known, which is what I want.
Yeah.
And the other one that's really good, because the clue is in the name, back to Glossier, is their Stretch Balm Concealer.
Oh.
Because it will move with your skin. So if you put it on, I mean, as your face moves, it doesn't, you know, as you put it on, it just, I'm putting it on now on my spots. It's quite creamy. It covers well. It's not going to fall off your skin. There we go.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Do you remember those awful concealers that you'd buy in kind of like Superdrug when we were much, much younger that looked like lipsticks and you just put stick them on and then basically you then would just have a spot that had a bit of white chalk on top of it.
Yeah, they were chalk. They were effectively chalk. You'd roll them up and you'd chalk your spot, which you'd already performed surgery on. So it was like half bleeding, half dry.
Yes, exactly. So it was sort of, you were sort of into the kind of cavernous hole of it.
Ugh. Yeah. Oh my God, exactly. Disgusting. Sort of chalk concealer mixed with pus. This is not that. This Glossier Stretch Balm Concealer is very good. It's making me feel sort of safe at the moment. And then on to brows, because I suppose that's where I would go next once I'd done my skin. On to brows, and there are lots of good brow stuff. Hourglass is good. Glossier Boy Brow is very good. And again, you can use it without thinking. The Rose Ink, I'm not sure what it's called. It is called the Brow Renew. I like this because it's a bit punchier.
Is it?
Well, you know, I'm going sort of half a shade darker than I would do because I quite want my brows to be seen this season. I'm wearing much less other makeup, so I want that architecture of the eyebrow. So if you're doing a shop up at Rose Inc., then look at the eyebrow. The other thing I would direct you towards at Rose Inc., which is my absolute favourite at the moment, is their blusher. It's called Lip and Cheek Colour, so it's one of those convertible colour things. And this is in a colour called Hydrangea. It's a cream blush. I'm going to put it on. Emily's watching. And this is very,
very pretty colour.
Very pretty.
Isn't it?
Yeah. because it's not too apricot-y. It's not. No. It's not blue, which I don't like. It's not berry. It's just I'm putting on quite a lot. I'm putting it on as I'm talking, and again, warming everything up. Right.
Very nice.
And remember, the thing about blusher is, you know, we went through a phase of we only put it on the apples of our cheeks, but now you want to start it just above the apple of your cheek and bring it up. You won't look stripy. Bring it up towards the side of your eye, because it will lift your face. Yeah, if I show Emily one side of my face and the other side of my face.
Really nice.
Yeah.
That's great.
All sorts of colours. It's very, very
and
nice.
And Rose Inc, quite a sensible price point as well.
Mid-price. Nothing sensibly priced. I mean, everything is sort of over 20 quid and I don't understand why. Merit blusher.
Yes, Merit is... I think I've heard of that brand.
Yeah, you have heard of it. It's probably been following you around Instagram.
Yes, exactly.
But also very good. Also very much worth looking about. And I put these on with my fingers. But if you are into brushes, then Hannah Martin, the lovely, wonderful makeup artist, continuing her collaboration with Ciate, I think that's how you pronounce it, C-I-A-T-E. And she's launched really, really good vegan brushes. And they're really good, chunky, you know, hard-working shapes. They start at about 12 quid and they do good brush sets, which will bring the price down. So that's quite a good Christmas present, actually.
Very good. They look really great,
but actually, also, if you have a hole in your brush arsenal, as it were, then quite a good place to go just to think, oh, I just need one, but I've lost the forest for the trees and brush is so confusing. It's quite clear what they all do. They're satisfying to use. I really, really like them.
Yeah, and she's great, Hannah Martin. I feel like you can trust the people that she collaborates with to have kind of good ethics, etc.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think she does good work, as they say. I'm not going to talk about eyeshadows, actually, because people are so scared of eyeshadows. And I'm not using eyeshadow at the moment. I always do. And for some reason, I'm just sort of keeping it clean, which makes mascara even more important. So in terms of mascaras, you all know what you like. But is there a reason to spend a lot of money on mascara? Not really. I mean, I think you can go to Boots and pick up a fantastic Max Factor 2000 calorie or a sensational Maybelline mascara and do very well. If you want to go a little bit more expensive, then a brand that really can make your eyelashes sing. Again, I'm going back 15, 20 years to when we all use this, because I'm going to talk about Benefit. Which I hear less about now. But this is, when it launched, it was an absolute sensation. It's called Benefit Their Real Mascara. And it really makes your eyelashes look extraordinary. I'm not going to put it on right now. But particularly if you're using an eyelash serum, particularly if you're using a UK lash or a Rapid Lash or Revita Lash, they do work, those serums. I think they give you about 25% more eyelash. I mean, if you look at mine at the moment.
Yours are sort of, like, dangerous.
It's a serum.
Is it?
Yeah, combined with my eyelashes are all right anyway. But so Benefit mascara, that's worth having a look at. And then a new mascara that's out, I think it's £52. If you decide you want something unbelievably luxurious, you want a really weighty, look how beautiful, it looks like a sort of bullet.
God, it is so beautiful.
That case is, it's a rich girl's brand, this, and it's gorgeous. And it's Westman Atelier, so it's Gucci. Ooh. Westman's brand. And I've just tried this mascara for the first time. And it really, it's wonderful. But really, it is wonderful. It's wonderfully formulated. But this is about the experience.
I mean, it is, isn't it?
And, like the Hermes lipsticks. And they do these wonderful lipsticks, Hermes. You know, the case is shut magnetically like a sort of, Aston Martin door. And they're very graphically designed, the tubes. So they're incredibly satisfying to have in your handbag. And they're really, really expensive. And I've got one, which is like a slightly tinted glittery balm almost.
Fabulous.
Which I use every single day. And I don't know about you, but it's very rare for me to use anything right down to the bottom. And this is my second one of these Hermes. So they're not called tinted lip balms. I can't remember what they're called. They are a lipstick. And I'm using it right down to the stub. And that never happens. So does that make it worth the money? I mean, you decide. But I am really using it all. And I'm going to finish, my friends, just on hair.
Oh.
Because, and just one thing for hair. Because hair is annoying.
Hair is annoying.
And this is one thing that will make your hair less annoying. And it's Hirschisson's Almost Everything Cream. It came out a couple of years ago. I've got very fine hair, so I'm really nervous about anything with the word sort of cream or, a serum or any of these things you're meant to put on your hair that might weight it down. This does not do that. I don't use this on the roots of my hair. I use it on from about 2 inches back from the roots all the way through it. A squirt on my palm and then rub it all through. And then when you dry it, the ends are blunt. You have a sort of blow dry end, particularly if you use something like a Babyliss Big Hair, which is idiot proof at home hot brush that rotates itself. So you don't really have to do anything. with a squirt of this rubbed all over it, almost everything cream. This is super low maintenance. Doesn't make your hair greasy. Doesn't make your hair lifeless. Fabulous, obviously, if you've got thick hair, which I don't, but really, really good if you have fine hair. So I might get you to try it, Emily, on your hair.
Yeah, I think I do want to try it. Do I have to... what happens if you don't dry it? What happens if you just put it on at the ends, like, and then just let it dry
naturally?
Well,
I don't know, because I always dry my hair, but okay. Probably completely fine.
Okay, well, let's try it. Almost everything cream. This is exciting.
See what happens. And good luck this winter, everybody. You know, this was really stuff designed to make your lives easier and to stop you from feeling sick and tired.
Yes.
As Emily does, and as we all sometimes do. When you look at your lovely faces.
Yeah, this is nice. I love it.
So enjoy, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
You've been listening to Annabel Rifkin and Emily McMeekin of The Middot. Our book, I'm Absolutely Fine, is out now. If you like what you hear, please rate, review, and subscribe.